And it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time in Kansas City. March wheat open at 9:82, up 12 on the open. May, 9:98, up 15 at the Chicago Board of Trade. March wheat open at 9:45, up 12 on the open. May, 9:55, up 7.5. July, 8:85, up 6. September, 8:88, up 7.25. December, 9:06, up 6.5. July of 2009, 8:70, up 9.5 on the open. March corn opened at 4.94, down 4.25 on the open. May, 5:05.5, down 5.25. July, 5:14.5, down 4.5. September, 5:08.25, down 4.25. December, 5:04.5, down 5.25. March, 5:11.5, down 4.25. May of 2009, 5:16.5, down 5 on the open. In December of 2009, 4:83.5, down 6.5 on the open. March beans open at 12:32.75, down 10.25 on the open. May, 10:50.5, down 11. July, 12:67, down 8.25. November, 12:19, down 13. January, 12:23, down 19. July of 2009, 12:40, down 14. And November, 11:85, down 19 on the open. The core sets November of 2009. March beans, or rather soybean meal, open at 3:32, down $3 on the open. March soybean oil open at 51.60, down 41 on the open. January feeders open at 99, up 40 on the open. March 102.70, up 60. April 106.45, up 40. May 108.70, up 42.5 on the open. February live cattle open at 91.15, down 25 on the open. April 94.10, down 27.5. June 92.65, down 35. August 95.45, down 2.5 on the open. February lean hogs open at 56.45, up 25 on the open. April 62.15, up 20. May 71.20, down 22.5. And June 74.92.5, unchanged on the open. And February bellies open at 85.70, down 17.5 on the open.
Support for WILL is provided by Risk Management Commodities, presenting an agricultural marketing and planning meeting on Monday, February 11th from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Johannic Civic Center in Kokomo, Indiana. More information is available at 866-837-9027.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural markets is Kurt Kimmel of Grain Field Marketing. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, what are the pertinent features in the marketplace today? I see that in Minneapolis we opened and locked limit up in the grains for the wheat, and that spilled over a little bit, it looks to me like, on the floor of the wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade, but not so supportive of the other commodities this morning.
Wheat. Minneapolis wheat, like you mentioned, is a spotlight. They've got over 450,000 or 450 contracts bid limit up on trying to buy the Minneapolis March contract in particular. We're just looking at a real tight situation there. Producers are pretty well sold out of the Minneapolis wheat, so as far as actual cash supplies, they're very, very hard to secure as we go into down the road here looking at deliveries. It could be quite interesting to see who says uncle first. But that's where most of the action is. It is supporting all the wheat clear across the board. The key will be if Minneapolis can maintain these gains. And once it does start to unwind here, whether or not it's spilled into the other commodities. But it's going to pull the rest of the wheat contracts probably limit up here as the day wears on here, as that continues to be the highlight and give the rest of the commodities support probably.
Already off of the softer opening in the soybeans, we've turned mixed. Traders undecided about direction.
Most concern is in the world equity markets, of course, a global recession, a slowdown, and that could be a concern because you only got so much money to go around, and and we've had quite a bit of run in the ag products, per se, and we're due to back and fill and consolidate some. The trade's sort of viewing last week's highs on the day charts and last night's highs in the electronic charts as sort of resistance, whether we can overcome that or not. And of course, support will be at last week's lows. But overall, I imagine we're going to consolidate here. The 8 to 9 week cycle lows are due here this week. So this week's sort of going to tell the story whether or not we're going to have a deeper correction or rebound and retest the recent highs.
Been banging up against the 10-day moving average as overhead resistance in many of these contracts. Would you suspect that outside markets play into that, whether we have that retracement in the grains this week?
Well, definitely watching the outside markets. You know, that's going to give the tone of the overall investor confidence level, per se. You know, it's going to be awful hard for the grains to do their own thing here as a whole with, you know, the crude and energies and metals and equity markets, if they fail to sort of catch here. I mean, wheat's providing leadership for the whole grain sector, but it won't be able to do its own if the outside markets so-called recess.
So we have several pieces of news that are forthcoming this week in those outside markets, including whether or not the Fed makes another cut beyond the 0.75 percentage point cut they made last week in the fund rate. We also have the dealings of the potential economic stimulus package going on, and we have President Bush doing the State of the Union address this evening. Lots to talk about in the days ahead.
Yeah, there might be some market information in this evening's address that can affect the overnight trade fairly closely, so you can have the TV on one side of the room and your commodity quote machine on the other side of the room here and see if there's some type of reaction that takes place. But, you know, it's going to take a while to give the economy some confidence here. New home sales overall was much less than expected, so it's going to take some work in here. Discount rate, another cut there. I think the total would be like 1.75%. That's one of the largest or fastest cuts as a total we've seen here, you know, if it does follow through here on Wednesday. So there's concern out there, and I know this definitely has got the Fed's attention.
Do you chart the Dow?
Yes.
On long-term charts, going back to when this bull market started in 2004, what kind of numbers would give you some pause for concern that would send some signals and ripples into the marketplace that this bull market may be waning?
Well, from short-term perspective, it already has. The trend's down. You know, technically, we're due for a correction, you know, here for the next 2 to 3 months. So, you know, it's already done its thing. On the short-term scale, I guess you could probably watch last week's lows. That's going to be sort of the benchmark in here, but the overall trend is down.
So we're already there, and we need some corrections in the short term, or maybe the downside picks up some momentum, are you thinking?
Yeah, the trend's down. People don't want to hear that. People don't want to accept that. But, you know, until we get some type of consolidation pattern here and get some type of turn in the momentum indicators, you got to treat it as a sell.
So what advice and strategies are you putting together on this fine Monday morning for your hedging clients?
Well, as far as on the agricultural side, producer-wise, I think we got to use rallies or recoveries in here to sell. We've got some technical stuff here to suggest maybe we've got some highs in place, possible highs for the marketing here, so we got to treat this moves in here to the upside as selling opportunities to get caught up to where you want to be. The simplest thing you can do is put in some price floors. That way, if we do get a recovery rally later on in the growing season, you can turn around and capture that move, especially on the cash grain side. But we see caution and feel that strength in here needs to be sold.
Thank you much, Kurt.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel of Grain Field Marketing in Normal, Illinois. Current tick, March wheat in Kansas City, 9.91 up 21 at the Board of Trade. March wheat, 9.60 up 27. July, 8.99 and a half up 20 and a half. March corn, 4.97 down 1 1/4. July, 5.18 down 1, now down 3/4 at 5.18 and a quarter. December, 5.07 and 3/4 down 2. March beans, 12.44 up 1. July, 12.75 down 1/4. November, 12.27 down 5. Ed Kieser says a wind advisory is in effect for most of central and southwestern Illinois until 9 p.m., and a wind advisory will be in effect for portions of southeastern Illinois from noon until 9 p.m. today. Otherwise, a mix of clouds and sunshine, windy and unseasonably mild, with a few widely scattered showers developing during the afternoon, and highs of 46 to 62 degrees. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.